This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, this is a mouthful right here. Hillary protesters, black transgendered lives matter, chanting Hillary for president. That's all our country's about. It's not about having privacy rights, private property rights, sovereignty. We live under a fiat currency system, but we can have black transgendered protesters saying Hillary for president. Well, I guess they've got that right. Hillary Clinton, as I said a few weeks ago, really is very close to being destroyed politically, and the mantle of her invincibility has certainly worn off in a big, big way. Meanwhile, Clinton's turning up her rhetoric and comparing pro-lifers to terrorists. But Hillary doesn't care. She's gone out on the campaign trail and also sent emails and made phone calls. It's being reported by the Associated Press and others, and also Bloomberg Politics. It's big red linked on drudgereport.com today. Clinton camp claims it's already secured one-fifth of the delegates needed for the nomination, and basically says that she's already got the votes and that they're not going to be able to stop her, so they better not try to push Joe Biden. And, of course, the big goal there by Hillary is to put down the idea that there's a massive exodus away from her that's already happened. If Hillary Clinton can be shot down, this is a big, big, big political victory because she knows where the bodies are buried. She runs a lot of the blackmail operations. They have been in power now off and on for decades. They need to go. And as bad as Joe Biden is, he can probably be beaten easier by a good Republican candidate than Hillary can, because Hillary, once she gets the nomination, it's just going to become total cult worship. Get down on your belly, bow to the idol of feminism. It won't matter how criminal she is, what a liar she is, all the things she's done. It's just going to be, she's a woman. This gimmick. I'd vote for a woman in 1 second flat if she was like a Rand Paul. I'd vote for a black guy, 1 second flat. I could care less. Just give me free market. Give me lower taxes. Get out of my life. I will literally wash your feet. I mean, it's just ridiculous how they create identity politics to distract out of the issues. I mean, Republicans in the early 60s were ready to elect a Jewish guy named Barry Goldwater because he was smart, articulate, had a good voting record, and was basically like Ron Paul. And they actually ran campaign stuff claiming the Republicans that year were anti-Semitic. I went and watched a documentary last night called The Best of Enemies about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley, and I thought it was really good, actually. And I have mixed feelings about Buckley. I think he was good at many levels, but kind of sold out on his hardcore libertarianism towards the end. But hindsight's 20/20. It's just really weird to be sitting there in the movie theater, and the movie ends with me. The movie ends with Alex Jones. I just thought it was really weird. I mean, it's getting to the point when you become like a card in the deck of culture that you turn on television, you're on, and that happened 2 days ago. I don't watch much TV, and you go to the movies, and you're at the end of it, and the movie ends with a clip of me ranting at Piers Morgan. Just really bizarre. That is a very famous interview now. They say it's one of the most famous TV moments ever. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's interesting. And it shows the effect the InfoWar has had thanks to you.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we're here live. And it is Friday, the 28th day of August, 2015. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. You notice I've been having Harry Dent. I've been having Peter Schiff. I've been having Gerald Celente and others on. We should get Max Kaiser on. He's been accurate in his predictions so far on the broadcast. There's so much to cover, but yesterday I only mentioned it a few times. It really is the biggest news still. China is dumping U.S. securities. Not just bonds, but other securities connected predominantly to the United States. There's definitely a trade war on, definitely a currency war with China, with its yuan, and Japan, with its yen, and the United States with the dollar, driving these down quickly. There is a massive slowdown in raw material being mined, being produced, because there isn't a market for it. The planet is in cardiac arrest industrially. Here in the United States and areas of wealthy Europe, if you're middle class or wealthy, you're not feeling it yet. If you're a blue-collar worker, you're feeling it. If you're a lower middle class person, you're feeling it. If you are a welfare recipient, you're feeling it because the checks aren't growing for what real inflation is. So we have deflation in the economy and in human activity. There's a slowdown, but there's also inflation in the currencies, in the price of a pound of hamburger meat. I mean, anybody goes to the store, you can see it. And I thought, is it just whole paycheck that's getting so much expensive? I'm going to go to HEB and see if it's gone up in price. Gone up as well. So HEB's a chain here in Texas if you don't live here. It's happening. Everything is going up except for commodities like fuel, and that's because the economy is basically in a free fall. This is a big, big deal, and it's a harbinger for things to come. And if you go to Infowars.com, we have reports on the subject, but the place that really has the full breakdown on the stories I'm about to cover, if you want to follow along with them, is DrudgeReport.com. Exodus. Hundreds die just in the last day as desperate immigrants head for Europe, boat packed with refugees, smugglers beat migrants who beg for air. Desperate tide of humanity. And there's video of women running into barbed wire in Turkey. There's video of the boats capsizing. There's video of just hundreds and thousands pouring over fences. When I was in England, they were trying to have everybody remain calm on BBC, but you could see the concern, where they've had to shut for months the main ferries and the tunnel because they cannot stop human waves of carjacking, truckjacking North African and Middle Eastern immigrants just power surging through. And if you just go to YouTube and type in truck jacking or immigrants attack drivers in Spain or France, I mean, there's hundreds of videos shot by the truck drivers. I've spent hours. In fact, we have to make a whole special on this, just showing the highlights of it. It's scary. And the mayor in the French town ordered the ferry shut a few months ago. And every time they try to reopen them, it just surges again. So England, even though they want the illegals to get on the backs of the trucks and come in and they legalize them, they don't want it to be too obvious because now they're just carjacking, throwing the people out, driving the trucks in, and basically the British government just stands there and lets them do it. I mean, it is the collapse of society going on. We can roll the footage of your TV viewer of just the surging and the carjacking and they're robbing each other. And listen, you can have, a North African fishing boat that can hold 50 people maximum. They'll try to put 200 in it, and it'll sink 100 yards offshore. That's how desperate these people are. I wouldn't get in a boat with my kids if it obviously had water coming up to the edge, because the first thing that happens when you hit any high waves, you're dead. How are you going to deal with people that desperate? Let me tell you, when you look at these immigrants, I'm not demonizing them. I'm telling you the facts. When you look at these immigrants from collapsing Africa, the Middle East, they're skinny, folks. They are almost look like concentration camp victims. They're desperate. Every military report from the UK, the US, shows the same thing from World War II and other conflicts. Within 7 days of no food, law and order completely breaks down. Within 10 days, almost anyone will kill anyone for food, especially if you have kids. You just won't want to do it, but you'll go kill people. And within 15 days, 90-plus percent, something like 97%, depending on the study, resort to cannibalism. Let's say we got 49 people working in my office right now here at the InfoWars News Center. Customer service, writers, camera people, anchors, researchers, producers, video editors, graphics people, the shipping department, it's all here in one place. Statistically, something like 45 of 49 would end up eating each other. And that's the same in your office and the same everywhere else. And I don't know what the elites are thinking. And I want to talk about my office so we can all think about how barbarous humans are. You know, when they study humans, they study rats. rat colonies, when they get up to a large enough number, start having wars. And then when they start starving, they start first eating the other colony of rats, and when they've eaten that colony, they then turn on each other. Now, rats will do something humans won't do, though. A mother rat will be the last one living, knowing that she's got to get to a new place. She will eat her babies and then find a male, have sex, and then flee in a random direction, hoping to go have babies and survive. So rats are even tougher than we are, but not much. You think elephants act like that? No, they don't. Lions don't act like that. They won't eat each other. They'll starve to death. Humans will eat each other. And I'm here to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists did this on purpose. They know if they continue to allow food and continue to allow the, quote, development of the third world, that there'll be 20 billion people in 30, 40 years. So they have a plan to stop it at about 9 to 10 billion. And out of the total insane crisis that comes, they will bring in the total technological police state. And so they're going to allow giant waves of immigrants in with the welfare, with the incentives, with the free housing. Oh, they give the North African and Islamic immigrants free housing in Canada and other areas. I have a news article today. But if you're Christian, you are denied. That is actually in the Canadian newspapers. You're a Christian, you don't get a free house. You're an Islamicist, you do. You ask, why is that? Because there's select groups they want to bring in for the culture war. I mean, this is so diabolical. And when they're done flooding the West with illegal invasions, they'll use those people to divide and conquer, politically conquer, in a coalition government, fractured government, broken government system that Larry Nichols talks about in the Clinton Strategy and the Clinton Chronicles. Divide and conquer, and then they're going to shut the borders down, totally fortress them, and then that's when the bioweapons get released on the third world. For those of you out there that are racist and don't like third world people, they're going to kill all of them. They're going to hit them with bioweapons, and they've already been testing bioweapons like HIV and other things on them. They've caught the UN adding all sorts of sterilants to the vaccines. That's been mainstream news. But that's all just beta testing for the clash of civilizations. They're going to clash the third world. 6.5 billion plus people, about to be 8 billion in just a few years, and then 10 billion in the third world. They're going to allow controlled, you can have a whole lake of water with strip mining, with big fire hoses hitting the rocks to wash out the gold. So they got a whole lake of 6+ billion people. You think it's bad them firing millions in a year? That's a controlled stream out of the lake. They're going to drain the lake and kill all those people. I'm giving you their master plan right now. But first, they're going to fire them into the West to take the West down. And I want to be clear. I care about these people. I have empathy. It makes me sick watching the footage that comes out of Africa as hundreds of people pile in boats that can't carry half of them. And hundreds die a day. But what incentivized it was the West saying you get free welfare, free housing, come to Germany, come to Italy, come to Spain, come to France. And yes, it's true. The globalists went into every country that tried to stabilize. You can say what you want about South Africa under apartheid. It was building up all of Africa. Not defending it, not defending Gaddafi and his socialism. But he really lived in a tent, had a small compound with a swimming pool, and gave almost all of the country's money to the poor, women in college, real jobs, highways, aquifers, jet aircraft jobs. I mean, that place was nice. It's gone. They admit it's totally destroyed. He was giving loans and building up Africa and building roads because he was a cocky peacock. I don't think he was a bad guy. I mean, he overall, compared to the globalist, he wanted to build up Africa. He wanted old-fashioned prosperity. And I don't endorse socialism, but the only way it works is a philosopher king that has a bunch of resources, like in the old days, gold or water, or in his case, oil and water, big aquifer, and he was just giving it all away. He really was, and they weren't going to allow that. They went in there and killed him, turned the jihadis loose, and that place is a hellhole now. And so, yes, Africa is collapsing because the West has tried to keep it in squalor to politically control it. It's Cloward and Piven. They want you poor. They want you dumb. They're doing the same thing here. And they're going to bring in these populations now to basically set that up in the West. This is the master plan.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Back Sundays, I'll be hosting this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. David Knight did a great job last Sunday. They are flying back right now from Virginia. They ran out there to cover the press conferences and the event. Of course, it happened a few days ago. Coming up again, Peter Schiff will be joining us to take your phone calls and break down the ongoing financial unraveling and what China's doing, announcing that it's starting to dump U.S. Treasury notes, bonds as well. We've got a lot on Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, the Pope coming. But really the big issue that's front and center, at least for me, and I want to get your take on this, is the fact that whether it's the United States, whether it's Canada, whether it is Europe, it's the exact same policy. The most unskilled, desperate immigrants are told, if you can get here, you can get put on welfare, have your babies for free, get housing, and you can go run a little shop or something and make money on the side and get welfare. And I don't blame these people trying to get here. But it's caused such a flood that we have giant trainloads of people hanging off from Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, coming up to Texas. And then the Border Patrol's there to give them vouchers to put them on buses to bus them to the Democratic Party headquarters and to the Catholic Church and to other churches to then bus them deeply into Democrat-controlled areas where Democrats house them in their homes and get upwards of $7,000 a month for three people. I mean, we broke all that. We showed it in the news. We showed the ads in the paper. We showed them being loaded on the buses. We showed the Border Patrol giving them the vouchers because the Border Patrol was ordered to do it. They called us in to show it. We broke that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the media knows about this. Remember, the Border Patrol went on Fox and said, yes, we complete the smuggling process. It's illegal. It's smuggling. It's a felony. If you or I got caught coyoteing 10 Mexicans or 10 Chinese in, or 10 Eastern Europeans or 10, whatever, if we did something like that, it is a serious felony crime. But when they do it, because the president said so, it's supposedly all right. And there's wave after wave. They made it about migrant children to manipulate your hearts. That was only 17% of the immigrants coming in the last year. Look it up. They go, look, it's children. Obama says, open your heart. It's purely a manipulation. There are so many people being born in the third world that the population basically doubles every 30 years. I mean, are we going to have 20 billion people come here and pay for it? It's slavery. You can't go there and do that. If we would have just let the third world industrialized, stayed out of it, their population would have already started going down. All the different metrics show that. The Royal Commission on Population by His Royal Highness, 1949, the mother of Queen Elizabeth, the father of Queen Elizabeth, they both commissioned a 300-plus page report, I've read it, admitting that if they industrialized the third world, that would cap world population at about 5 billion by the mid-1990s and their actuaries, but that would then make the third world independent and wealthy and not part of the central control. So the decision was made to let population bloom to create even more cheap labor and squalor to control those populations. So we sit here watching all of this unfold. And you can say, well, be nice. You're in a lifeboat. It can hold 10 people safely. Maybe it can hold 15, but if you hit really big waves, you're going to swamp and go under. If you put 20 in, little waves will sink you. The globalists are trying to put 30 people in a lifeboat that holds 10. They're trying to put 200 in a lifeboat that holds 100. We can show you the photos, show you the videos of lifeboats absolutely jam-packed with 200, 300 people where they can't even breathe. They're so sardined in. 150,000+ illegals on one Greece island in the last 2 months, Lesbos. This is what's happening, and it's being incentivized, and it's getting worse, and it's going to absolutely devastate Western civilization, and it's not going to help anybody in these third world countries, and they're going to be used as leftist operatives.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's Friday.
That wife of mine, the suspicious kind, she says that I'm quite a flirter. But I've been a good boy all of the time, and I wouldn't do nothing to hurt.
That's Junior Brown.
She'll tan my hide for spending the night with Betty Lou or Alice.
Another Texas classic.
But I'm sleeping alone in this wreck I own. I
broke down south of Dallas. Great guitar.
When I stumble home at the break of dawn, she better not be suspicious. I'm about at the end of my rope, and she better not act too vicious. I'm a covered with grease from my head to my feet. My hands are cut and calloused. I spent all my bucks on a broke down truck. I broke down south of Dallas.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before I forget, coming in to the office this morning, well, actually hiking with my cousin Buckley, I do that a few days a week, over some of the hills and little mountains around town, outside town, it just hit me that I need to put a message out to Rand Paul, and that I could just see his strategy in my mind. I could see his advisors. Some of which I know.
But I got a wife with a frying pan.
And when she talks, I listen. I love that part. I got a wife with a frying pan.
The queen of the house, and it may not be a palace.
But I'm broke down.
Load by the side of the road. Broke down, stop it, Dallas.
Oh, we got to shut it down. Please, it's just too good of a song. All of his songs. I don't think Junior Brown has one bad song. I listened to him back in high school and college. And the great thing about Spotify is about a few months ago, I said, you know, Junior Brown, I've listened to him forever, and his steel guitar, pulled it up. And there's like all these new albums in the last 20 years that I haven't been listening to him. All these new great albums, and I've just been listening to him for about 2 months straight. So I thought, I think it's time to actually play some of that on air. I wonder what his politics are. I don't know. The older you get, all I know is when I was 18, that sounded good, but I didn't get a lot of it. But when you're 41, you get a lot more of it. And I guess as you get older, you get to where you get all of it, huh? I got a wife with a frying pan. When she talks, I listen. It's country comedy, folks. Or maybe it's a rolling pin. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. I like to have a good time. I like to be happy. I'm a happy guy when I'm not on air, but... When I get on air, it's serious time. And I want to illustrate what's happening with the collapsing borders and where the end game of this goes, then Hillary, then Trump, then the economy, your phone calls. But before I forget to go there, I could just see the Rand Paul strategy as I was hiking up this hill. And I haven't really criticized Rand Paul, and I've tried to be friendly about it. But I want him to win. And I know that Ron Paul's a great patriot, and I'd love it if he was president. And Rand Paul is the clear best person. He was the front runner until a few months ago with Donald Trump. I can't find a fault with what Donald Trump says. I really like it. I want to believe in him, but he's got a checkered past, and so you got to really have some reservations. But he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton, obviously, on the surface, or Jeb Bush. But I realized, I was like, you know, I ought to shoot a video, Alex Jones's message to Rand Paul. I mean, I could call him up at home. Got his home number in Kentucky, but I got to do that when he's back at home. I don't know his number in D.C. to get around his gatekeepers. But I'm not going to do that. Last time he was on, you know, he called up and wanted to come on. I guess just to show his staffers he could do what he wanted. But... it's not like there's some falling out here. I really don't care at the end of the day about my relationship with Rand Paul. Doesn't affect the show one way or the other. It's just I want him to win. And I know he's a better candidate than somebody like Donald Trump. But they're waiting for Donald Trump to fall on his face and burn out and go away. And I don't think Donald Trump's going to do that. Or if he does, it's going to be in the 11th hour and the 58th minute. It's going to be 2 minutes to midnight. It's not going to be now. If he is a foil, a shill, a fall guy, a ringer, I guess is the word I'm looking for, then he's going to do it at the best time for Jeb Bush or Hillary or whoever he's working for, if that's the case. And I'm not saying that. Because the older I get, I don't like to say things about people unless I'm totally sure. And I'm not sure. I'm liking Trump more every day. I mean, he's so sincere sounding. He's so smart. America needs a good unifier like him, a smart businessman, a quick on his feet Yankee. It'd be great to have a quick on his feet, smart Southerner, whatever. I don't care. It's just good to have Americana. Donald Trump's the American dream. But that said, I know Rand Paul's for real. I've known him 20 years. And I didn't know if I was going to talk about it today, but then I get this Washington Post article that's there to make Paul sit around while he falls in the polls, think he's got some smart strategy. And this is how Washington controls politicians. It's how it controls statesmen. It's how they get the media to drink the Kool-Aid and make people think they're really going to win and they're seen as a serious candidate, even though they're not doing well in the polls now, because the intelligentsia is buying into them and they're totally roping a dope. So what I envisioned brainstorming is when you're pumping blood through your brain, when you think the best, I saw exactly what was happening to Paul, and then I opened up the Washington Post, and here it is. And I couldn't even read the whole thing. It is a long article by David Weigle. And all I'd say is, Rand, don't let the Weigles eat your brain. Don't let the worms into your brain. Rand Paul was 2,487 miles away from Beltway journalists who had written off his campaign, and he was loving it. And then it just goes into the strategy he's got. And I could just see his advisors telling him this exact stuff. And him buying into it and waiting for Trump to go away and telling him to attack Trump. No, that's not a good move. You need to out-Trump Trump and get aggressive. The same thing I told your dad. That's all Ron Paul needed was to get a little more aggressive. I get he's a doctor, a statesman, a classy guy. I'll vote for him. I don't need all the slick flim-flam. But the whole world's a stage. Each of his players upon it. And they're in there telling him, don't worry, Trump's going to blow himself up. No, he's not. Not until it's too late. You were the front runner for a year. Because you were smart and declared yourself first and got out there with popular pro-liberty ideas. Then you tried to get too close to the left to triangulate to beat Hillary down the road. That's not the fight you're having right now. You need to be the libertarian firebrand you are for real. You and your father, I know you, are what Donald Trump says he is. Donald Trump looks like a real steak, looks like a real ribeye, medium rare, juicy. It might be wax. It might be plastic. I've bitten in to the Pauls. I know they're for real. So you need to act like the red meat you are right now. And the people advising you are just looking to be politicos and have a job down the road in that festering, rotten possum that is Washington, D.C. There's two different schools here. There's people that say William F. Buckley lost the debates with Gore Vidal because he told him, I'll sock you in your face, you GD queer, if you keep saying that I'm a crypto-Nazi. But the truth is, at the end of the day, historians believe that he won the debate because he was for real. And I'm not here bashing gay people or anything. I'm quoting historical context of him accusing a World War II combat vet who lost friends to the Nazis of being a Nazi. And William F. Buckley got mad and said, I will kick your butt right now. And clearly got mad and almost punched him. So who really won that debate? The pundits could say who won, but we all know who really won. And the numbers show that today. Same thing with Piers Morgan. They all declared that I was annihilated on Piers Morgan and discredited. It's one of the most famous clips in TV. Piers Morgan's ratings started skydiving after that with no parachute. His ratings were the highest they ever were when I was on, and for 2 days they were high, but that was him exploding. That's a vampire at high noon burning up. It looks pretty spectacular when fire's shooting out of their eyeballs, when they're falling. But that was it. I went in there to break the trance, to say, I'm not putting up with this. That's what Donald Trump's doing, is getting outside the box. Everything is about keeping us in the box, saying, be mild-mannered, be nice. That's how you win. That's how you get attention. But that's not how you win. That's not how you get attention. They want you to act like that, thinking the fake candidates, Hillary and Jeb, you're running against, are acting like that too. That's why they're the front runners. No, they're the front runners because of the money and the media saying they are, or they were till Trump came along. So it's all about this con game, and I likened it telling my cousin hiking Buckley, no relation to William F. Buckley, but named after him, hiking up this hill. I said it's like Chinese royalty was controlled by saying you got to live in a forbidden city, you can't feed yourself, you got to bind your feet, you got to have foot-long fingernails, that's the style, you've got to speak in an affected, wimpy accent. That's what people behind the throne do in every dynasty by the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th dynasty. I don't care if it's Russian royalty, German royalty, Japanese royalty, French royalty, Chinese royalty, Aztec royalty. They end up being these imprisoned, cloistered creatures up in their tower. For their protection. That's what the nanny state is, too. We're all being put into a prison for our own safety. And Rand Paul's been put in his little political prison with his bound feet. Isn't he pretty? And his little Chinese bow and his long fingernails. And he walks around like this. And they sit there and they feed him, his little attendants, like a bunch of bugs carrying the brain bug in. We take you now live to Klandefu, Star Trek. Starship Troopers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Star Trek Troopers. That's teleprompter free, baby. There's no teleprompter in here. So, it's just frustrating. I mean, Rand Paul will go to the head of the pack when he starts telling people to shut up, to get in his face, when he starts talking about the traitors in government. People don't want effete gentlemanliness anymore. They want leaders that are going to take action. And that doesn't mean you can't do it in a gentlemanly way. But Rand Paul, you're going to lose if you don't get aggressive. Do it and do it now. I mean, Rand Paul thanked me on air. I remember after he won the election, he told me privately on the phone, he goes, no, I got to hand it to you. You, my dad, and a few others saying you'd support me. Help me go ahead and decide to run. I really didn't think I'd win. I thought we'd educate people about policies like my dad's done. And I remember telling him, I go, you will win. We can help you raise millions. It's going to happen. Just be hardcore. The establishment's going to attack you. That's what will make people vote for you when they come after you. Don't let it intimidate you. I gave him real hardcore political advice from the street, from the gutter, from the gut. From the real world, where I come from. There were no advisors telling me how to set all this up. There was nobody there. No staffers to run around following me. And I know what I'm talking about. But look at it. I've been telling Rand Paul for a year to act aggressive. And now Trump has shown you that I'm right. It's sitting right there in front of you. And don't be above adopting strategies. And I know full well Rand Paul is a guy's guy and drinks beer and whatever. But he's got the doctor's affect of acting real gentlemanly and calming his patients. The patients don't need to be calmed, doctor. Let your hair down. Show people who you really are. Get in there and kick Trump's ass if you want to win this thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm done ranting about Rand Paul. That's my message to him. But the coup de grace, the cherry on top, what pushed me over the edge to say all that, was coming in here and reading the Washington Post praising you of what a smarty pants you are. The Washington Post is your friend, right? They were attacking you when you were the leader. Now they're going, that's right. You tie the bowling balls to your legs and you jump in the North Atlantic. That's how you swim. Never mind this life jacket. Yes. Put the bowling balls on. Now padlock them. Throw the key away. Yeah, just that plank right over there. Just go to that. Just get on it. And then jump off right in there. And then that's how you're going to win. Oh, you help carrying the bowling balls? Here, let us help you. Oh, we're your friends, see? Sound like a Goodfellas where he's telling her he wants to kill her. And he goes, just go in there. Get some free fur coats. Yeah, just... Right, in the door, right there. It's the I'm sorry. They have like the sword all sharpened and aimed at his heart. Sir, if you just fall forward right on this, it'll fix all your problems, and you'll be president of the United States. All those people up there in D.C. are there to try to keep their job and get hired by the next politician. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Swedish MP says make people's garages into immigrant housing and make them keep them. Germany's small towns feel the cost of Europe's migrant crisis. And if you don't like it, you're racist. You're going to pay. And that's in the New York Times. So we're going to be going over all of that after the break. Briefly, I may not have time to plug this now, but Silver Bullet is just an amazing system that a lot of folks use as an alternative, or when antibiotics don't work, they use it. I know that's what I've done personally with a chest cold that I couldn't get rid of, my dad couldn't get rid of a year and a half ago, killed my uncle. And it was really bad. The hospitals were full of people. You knew it was a real pandemic because the media wouldn't cover it. And I just drank two bottles of it. I'm not saying you should do that. That's probably toxic. Consult your physician. But if you're in an emergency situation, whatever. Small dosages of it, topically, whatever. It's amazing. The ancients have known forever that silver is really good. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The special ends today. 30% off. Ends today at midnight. 30% off colloidal silver. One bottle, or get two bottles and get the other two for free. That's 50% off. So your choice, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you're supporting a hardcore organization, teleprompter free, dedicated to letting it all hang out, just attacking the enemy. We're in this position because we lay it down to these folks that tell us they control reality, that they're our bosses. No, you're not. You're a bunch of control freak cult members, and I'm not listening to anything you have to say, scum.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, what Rand Paul needs to do with Donald Trump and Hillary is come straight on for him. He needs to call for Hillary's indictment. He needs to come out and out-Trump Trump and be more hardcore and basically make the same statements, because that's what he really stands for. We know he's the bona fide. We know, Senator, you're a for real constitutionalist, paleo-conservative libertarian. But you've got to get down in the arena with Trump and not attack him, because just like I told Politico, I said you should have attacked Rand Paul by endorsing him. But you're too arrogant to do that. See, if you attack Trump, that only makes him more popular. You don't attack him. You obscure him by being more populist, more red meat, more hardcore. You come out and you steal his thunder. Now, I'm done talking about it. We'll put this video up on YouTube tonight. We'll put it on InfoWars. I'm going to send it to Rand Paul's office. And Lord knows his gatekeepers will try to keep him from seeing it. And I don't have anything against the people in his office. Some of them are good. I know some of them. A lot of them, you know, work for Tucker Carlson. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He overall is a good libertarian guy. But he tried to work with the system. And he understands the whole system's coming down, folks. This is the time for hardcore rhetoric. This is the time people are ready for the truth. You're not going to counter the authoritarian left that wants to ban the term mother and father and that is shipping illegals in illegally by talking about how much you love the immigrants so you get their vote. They're not going to vote for you, Rand, because you're a libertarian and don't want to give them big welfare checks. They're going to vote for the Democratic Party because that's whose houses they live at when they first get here for 6 months. The Democrats get them ID cards, get them on welfare, peel off part of the money, and put it back into the machine. It's a mafia. It's Acorn. It's Battleground Texas caught on video openly admitting all this. The illegals live with the Democrats and are made their slaves. The Democrats are basically farming them, milking them, using them as cutouts to get tax refund checks. You can't counter that. You have to defeat it, or the whole country goes down. And speaking of that, hundreds of migrants a day, illegal aliens, coming into Europe are now dying when their boats capsize because they're so desperate that they'll put 200 people in a boat that should have 50 or 100 in it. And Europe's giving them free housing, free welfare, you name it, in almost every case. That's what's drawing them there. And our media just keeps saying there's no worldwide collapse even as this happens. And here it is, out of mainstream news, television, in Sweden, Swedish MP, make people's garages into immigrant housing. MP Fredrik Schulte said in Parliament last Friday, make people house them. Here is the New York Times. Germany's small towns feel the cost of Europe's migrant crisis. But you try to act like Donald Trump is a kook for not wanting every felon on the planet trying to come here. Germany, even as European officials struggle with an unrelenting tide of migrants, not illegals, they're migrants, they're just migrating. They're going to migrate right to your house, trying there to get your paycheck, to enter the continent, tranquil villages like this one, there's a photo, a picture book valley in northern Bavaria, are coping with the legions who have already arrived, and you get to pay for it. It's a tiny town of 1,000 people, and now there are thousands of illegals, and it gives examples in the towns. Imagine, you're a town of 1,000 people, you have your own culture, you're a tourist destination, your family's been there for 20 generations, all of a sudden there's 2,000 brand new people that just came off boats just standing there, and you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Go back to Europe. Go back, pilgrim. Oh, wait, you are from Europe. Sorry. Bye-bye. By the way, your daughter looks pretty good.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements
items in the food chain. Super Mill Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Mill Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Mill Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.